Sunday. She doesn't work Sundays, but lies around all tired out and likes to have the fish wallow over her, and she makes fool noises to amuse it and pretends to chew its paws, and that makes it laugh. I've not seen a fish before that could laugh. This makes me doubt. I've come to like Sunday myself. Superintending all the week tires a body so. There ought to be more Sundays. In the old days they were tough, but now they come handy. Wednesday. It isn't a fish. I cannot quite make out what it is. It makes curious, devilish noises when not satisfied, and says, goo-goo, when it is. It is not one of us, for it doesn't walk. It is not a bird, for it doesn't fly. It is not a frog, for it doesn't hop. It is not a snake, for it doesn't crawl. I feel sure it is not a fish, though I cannot get a chance to find out whether it can swim or not. It merely lies around, and mostly on its back, with its feet up. I've not seen any other animal do that before. I said I believed it was an enigma, but she only admired the word without understanding it. In my judgment, it is either an enigma or some kind of bug. If it dies, I will take it apart and see what its arrangements are. I never had a thing perplex me so. 3 months later. The perplexity augments instead of diminishing. I sleep but little. It has ceased from lying around and goes about on its four legs now. Yet it differs from the other four-legged animals in that its front legs are unusually short. Consequently, this causes the main part of its person to stick up uncomfortably high in the air, and this is not attractive. It is built much as we are, but its method of traveling shows that it is not of our breed. Its short front legs and long hind ones indicate that it is of the kangaroo family. But it is a marked variation of the species, since the true kangaroo hops, whereas this one never does. Still, it is a curious and interesting variety, and has not been catalogued before. As I discovered it, I have felt justified in securing the credit of the discovery by attaching my name to it, and hence have called it Kangaroom adamensis. It must have been a young one when it came, for it has grown exceedingly since. It must be 5 times as big now as it was then, and when discontented is able to make from 22 to 38 times the noise it made at first. Coercion does not modify this, but has the contrary effect. For this reason, I discontinued the system. She reconciles it by persuasion, and by giving it things which she had previously told it she wouldn't give it. As already observed, I was not at home when it first came, and she told me she'd found it in the woods. It seems odd that it should be the only one, yet it must be so, for I've worn myself out these many weeks trying to find another one to add to my collection, and for this one to play with, for surely then it would be quieter, and we could tame it more easily. But I find none, nor any vestige of any, and strangest of all, no tracks. It has to live on the ground. It cannot help itself. Therefore, how does it get about without leaving a track? I've set 12 traps, but they do no good. I catch all small animals except that one. Animals that merely go into the trap out of curiosity, I think, to see what the milk is there for. They never drink it.